ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It's an excursion into the odd and into the very, very different.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Yeah, you heard me. Just make sure that the record button's working, because all of this is going to make me look good.
Jeff Lutz.
That's a very generalized statement. I'm asking you to be more specific. Trust me on that. You're not believing me, and I know this stuff.
In real life, such ridiculous nonsense.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show on a Monday. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you. Jason Duda will be in later in the week.
When?
A couple three-man booths coming up. Tomorrow on the show, Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star will be in to talk about the irritating Chiefs who have gotten under your skin for whatever reason.
I didn't say irritating. I said I'm tired of them.
Yeah, that's irritating. You're irritating.
Why can't I just use the words that I want to use?
Because I condense them into words that people relate to and understand.
I think they understood being tired of something.
Anyway, we got all that coming up. Flag planting. We've had brawls break out. We've had the idiots from Ohio State get offended when Michigan planted a flag on their turf.
You know what? They're supposed to just let that happen.
What was the other game? Georgia? I don't remember. What was the other game?
I think that might have been it. But I don't know.
Texas, I don't know. What? First of all, who cares? Do we really need to quote unquote plant a flag? Secondly, if you lost the game, get in the locker room. Don't worry about what goes on. Don't be dumb.
I mean,
territorial nonsense.
That's naive thinking. I think it's stupid too. But Ohio State's not just going to let Michigan put its flag in the middle of the field.
Ohio State did it. You know what, Michigan. Has had it happen to them twice this year. You know where they were? In their locker room.
Well, okay. This is Ohio State, Michigan. It's a little different. Michigan.
Win the game, you punks. You know what? I know they're probably still going to be in the college football playoff.
Not probably. They will.
Which is too bad. I hope they lose by a million.
For what?
I don't like them.
For what?
For this.
For defending
their pretender.
Or not. I mean,
they're a pretender.
Everybody's got two losses except Oregon.
Right. They're a pretender.
So who else is a pretender? Everyone?
No, just Ohio State.
Why is Georgia not a pretender?
They are, but mostly Ohio State.
Is Alabama?
No. It's mostly Ohio State. And I don't like them, and I'll never like them, and I don't care what you try to tell me. They're not likable. And Ryan Day's not likable. And their team's not likable.
Because of what? Explain this.
They're little decals on their helmets.
Okay, everybody has.
Hey, you made a tackle. Here's a decal.
Does Michigan have those?
Give me a break.
Does Michigan have those?
Good grief.
You're not answering the question.
For crying out loud, if you like Ohio State, do you like Ohio State?
Does Michigan have decals?
Yeah, I don't care about them.
Why?
Do you like Ohio State?
You're not answering the question.
Michigan has a derby guy coaching them.
Do you like a crier?
Yeah, do you like Ohio State?
Don't worry about what I like.
Tell me.
No.
Oh, you don't? Well, then we're in the same boat.
No, I'm saying I'm not going to tell you.
Ohio State's going to the college football playoff. They did beat Penn State. Which is another pretender.
Who's not a pretender? Tell me that.
I can't tell you. It's been a pretentious year. They're basically going to get into the playoff thanks to one. Well, they beat Indiana. But they lost to Michigan. Come on.
The defending national champion.
Who's not very good this year.
Well, you just said a lot of teams aren't very good this year. So I'm trying to extract from you who you think these just behemoth, amazing teams are that are going to populate the college football playoff, because they all kind of suck.
Well, Oregon's for real.
Probably.
No, I like Oregon. I mean, they're legit. They're a legitimate team.
Okay, there's one. Who else?
All right, you want to hear who else?
I do.
I'll tell you.
Looking forward to it.
Can you give me just a second? While I can't, ESPN's not working right.
Is the Big 12 champ going to be a legitimate Arizona State or Iowa State? You're going to feel good about them in the playoff? No.
Arizona State intrigues me. They're intriguing.
Ohio State would beat them by 30.
I don't think so. I don't think so. They intrigue the heck out of me. I'll just say that. Out of the SEC, it was interesting to see somebody point out Texas never won anything in the Big 12. And here they are now with the best record in the SEC. To me, that speaks to the strength of the SEC, which I don't think is nearly what it has been.
No, as I said...
But they live on reputation.
It's all perception. That's all this is.
They live on reputation. Georgia's okay. They're not great. Tennessee,
Tennessee really does something.
Missouri, are you kidding me?
Wouldn't you rather just have it to be four teams? Because all these teams bore...
No, this will be fun.
They bore the heck out of you.
I'm looking forward to this.
You looking forward to Boise State?
Yes, that's what I look forward to. Yes.
Fine, you're looking forward to Tennessee and Penn State in round two?
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm looking forward to the playoff. I'm glad we have 12 teams. I think the SEC and the Big Ten, who are supposed to be the behemoths, right? We've changed college athletics to appease the SEC and the Big Ten. They're the only two that really matter, is what we hear, right?
Mm.
They get the bulk of the coverage. Boy, let's get their games on TV. They're going to watch them. Well, I hope they both come up with flat tires.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know what that means.
Whether you think it's going to happen or not.
But I don't even know what it means.
Doesn't mean a thing to me.
How do conferences have flat tires?
I hope they fall flat. In the playoffs. That's okay. What I mean.
So you don't like Ohio State. You don't like the SEC.
I like Oregon.
They're in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they're legit.
See, that's you. That's you.
The SEC is overrated.
See, that's you.
I think Texas is pretty
good.
Here's
the team I like, the undefeated
team. Would Texas have won the Big 12 this year?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Please.
Why didn't they ever win it before?
Because it was better.
Huh?
Mostly because Oklahoma was in it.
Really?
Yeah, mostly.
Really?
Yeah.
Go back and look at the Big 12 championship games of the past 10 years.
Well, look at the Big 12 representation in the college football playoff. It was mostly Oklahoma.
I'll tell you who I want to see. And I'll tell you this right now. I'm intrigued. I'm very intrigued by SMU. You're not?
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
Are you a fan?
No.
Of college football?
Not really.
You're really not, so why are you even discussing it? They swept through the ACC. Now, that's not a strong conference by any stretch of the imagination.
And by the way, Texas did win the Big 12 last year.
Yeah, they weren't any good. How'd they do in the playoff?
I don't know.
They got beat by a million.
But then before that, K-State, Baylor, Oklahoma, 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 TCU, Baylor, Baylor, Oklahoma. It's always Oklahoma. That's why Texas never won it.
Right. Well, Oklahoma's in their conference now.
Yeah, they weren't as good.
How'd that go? Anyway, what's my point?
I don't know.
My point is that the SEC and the Big Ten have not lived up to the hype.
Has the ACC then? Because Miami was pretty good, but Clemson was good.
Miami fell.
Syracuse was pretty good.
But at least there's something interesting about the ACC, right? Because you got SMU there the first year.
It's not interesting, and here's why.
By the way, the Shocker volleyball team plays SMU in the NCAA tournament coming up, I believe it's Thursday night, right? Is that right?
I don't know the date.
SMU is ranked 10th in the country in volleyball. Did you know that?
No, but I know that's that they played SMU. Does that help?
That's interesting to me. But back to SMU football.
Here's why
Do you not remember the Pony Express?
Well, I wasn't alive, so no.
Well, nothing that happened before you were alive seems to matter to you.
Well, you asked me, do I remember it?
You
memory connects to being alive.
You know what I'm talking about. Let's get to the phones.
Who?
On the IHOP hotline. And Andy's going to weigh in here with something on par with what we're saying. What do you have, Andy?
I need to vent a little bit, gentlemen. And I have to preface most of what I'm about to say with, I'm a dinosaur, and I never wanted those guys to go from a 14 playoff, which I think was working. Maybe it wasn't perfect, but it was working. I never wanted them to move from a 14 playoff to where we are now, which is 12, because I think I knew immediately, and what many people probably already knew, but they were just so addicted to the potential money that could be involved with the 12-team playoff, is that we're going to have watered-down teams that nobody cares about. Jeff, I'm with you. I don't care about SMU.
Give me a watered-down team.
All of them?
Oh, my God. We've got enough SEC teams now that we're now debating if we're going to get a three-loss Alabama team in. I've seen enough of Alabama. They're not very good. They're definitely not playoff good for what I would consider a meaningful playoff. I mean, go back to Notre Dame. Earlier in the season, when they lost to Northern Illinois, that should have been either completely ends their season or gets us to the point where we're at right now in the calendar year where we're having a serious debate between, is Notre Dame going to get in as the fourth team in a 14 playoff, or is Penn State going to get in there in their place? Now we know they're all getting in, and neither Notre Dame or Penn State is a great team. So, I mean, it's just...
There are no great teams.
Right, so why do we have to delve through all this?
Because it's going to be fun.
To watch teams?
You and Andy can get together.
And not watch games?
Andy, I got an idea. On the first night of the playoffs, you and Jeff can get together and pet his cats. How's that?
You want to do that, Andy?
Hey, let's do that. And I'm gonna. If you haven't watched Fargo yet, I'm gonna introduce you to Fargo.
There you go.
Yeah,
it'd be a much better investment of our time than watching what's going to be Boise State versus a three-loss SEC team in the playoff. And let me.
I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Let me throw in this point too. NIL has also significantly changed why some of these SEC teams, why basically the SEC is now watered down. Saban can no longer buy his conference championship being the only person in the conference that's buying players previous to the NIL structure that we have now. Now that we've got NIL, we're starting to see some of those teams even out a little bit, which I think is further watering down what's ultimately going to be this 12-team playoff. And one final thing I'll leave you with, to your guest point that was talking about college sports are no longer resembling college sports or in the future may not do so. Washington Huskies football team traveled 18,000 miles this season to play in their Big Ten schedule. And they lost all of those games that were of a significant distance traveled. That's not what college sports is supposed to be.
It's all ridiculous.
It's terrible.
At least give me my 12-team playoff. I've been bartering for it for years. At least let me have
bartering.
One.
What'd you trade?
Yeah, I traded my soul for it.
Yeah, clearly.
You good with that, Andy?
You sell your soul to whoever you want, Bob. I won't judge too much.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And he makes some good points, but I'm not sitting around.
He makes
around,
the only points there are to
I'm
make.
I'm not sitting around petting a cat on the college football playoff. I'm going to watch it.
I will.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it.
So you're going to tune in to Ohio State, Tennessee.
Sure.
Two teams.
We only have a few years of college sports left before it turns into something even more unrecognizable than it is today.
There'll always be games.
Sure, there will. But I won't
19
watch
to 22 year old.
I don't watch. I won't watch the Freddy's Penn State Nittany Lions take on the Exxon USC Trojans.
Why?
I don't do that.
Well, if
I don't
Freddy's
get into that,
if Freddy's is sponsoring a team, that's going to be my team.
Well, Freddy's has a ways to go before it gets to that level. Freddy's is not Exxon.
They're a national chain.
You understand that? You know what Exxon is?
No.
You don't know what Exxon is.
You're so
Tell
dumb.
Me what it is.
No, I'm not gonna.
You don't know.
I'm not gonna.
Unbelievable.
I don't believe in that stuff.
Tell me what Exxon manufactures.
Stuff.
You don't know.
No, I
guess. Ladies
not.
And gentlemen, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
You're so easy, man. You're so
no,
easy.
No, you're trying to play it off.
Oh, yeah, I'm playing it off. Like, I don't know.
Well, if you didn't, you'd just say it.
No, I wouldn't. I don't owe you anything.
What's Exxon? What kind of company?
It's like, you know, one of those companies that manufactures things.
My God. Sad.
You're so easy.
I hope your wife isn't listening.
I hope she is, and because she knows that I'm stringing you along like a
I
puppet.
I hope David Michael Hahn isn't listening.
He's saying Bob's a puppet.
Because he apparently thinks you've got a brain. My goodness.
And I'm the puppet master.
That's embarrassing. I can't tell if you know or not. My guess is that you don't. My guess is
that's
that you don't.
That's a guess. That's quite a guess.
So anyway, I'm okay with a 12-team playoff for a year. I want to see how it goes. I'm not.
Here's how it's going to go.
I'm not that enthralled by any of these teams. I don't think there is a really top-notch football team in the country, but that almost makes it more intriguing.
I don't understand what you expect to get out of this trial run that will give you any information.
It's okay that the SEC isn't dominant, but we got to catch on to that as television people and media people.
Yeah,
those
but that's,
days are over.
Doesn't matter who's dominant. It matters what people watch. And everyone in the South watches college football.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They got cats down there. They sit with their cats just like you
no,
do.
No, they're
here.
Not cerebral people like I am.
You are the least cerebral person I've ever known.
I don't think that's true.
You don't know Exxon.
What is Exxon?
You put out something on Facebook, nobody knows what the
exactly.
you're talking
too
about.
Too cerebral for people.
And it was an embarrassing
I can't believe
venture.
People...
What caused you to put that out there anyway?
I was thinking about it.
We're talking about a post in which...
Yeah, go read it.
Jeff and asked people how much childhood would they want if they could go back and relive their lives.
Yeah, because childhood...
Now, what would be your
childhood
answer?
Childhood is 18 years, right? The rest of your life is 70
what
years.
What would be your answer?
I'd spend about... That's tough. I'd probably go through it in about 10 years.
Of childhood?
Childhood, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't enjoy your childhood?
I don't know what I enjoyed.
Do you enjoy your adulthood?
I don't know.
Are you a miserable person?
I try not to be.
But do you feel that way?
Occasionally, but not always.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't take the time to enjoy life and what you've been enriched to have and a wonderful family, a great house, a good job.
I'm not.
Friends.
I don't take any of that. Lightly or for granted.
But that's not the overpowering influence on your life.
What does that mean?
That's not the thing that drives you. That's not the thing that identifies you. Your misery identifies you.
I didn't say that. Why are you, why
that's
you putting
what
these
sounding like?
Why are you putting these dumb words in my mouth?
Does the misery.
Did you read the piece by Big E on Players Tribune?
What?
Did you read the piece by Big
no,
E?
No, heavens no.
Well, you should.
Why?
Because it's good.
Well, I'll get around to it, I guess. I don't go on Players Tribune.
I don't usually either, but I found the article.
Well, good. Was he lamenting his life like you are?
He wasn't lamenting, but he's been through a lot.
Well, we all have.
Yeah, sure. Everybody has a story. I'm just, you know, I was
Everybody's
touched.
Been through a lot.
Yeah, of course.
You could all write on Players Tribune.
Nah, not you.
Of course I could.
I don't think your Players Tribune piece would be that inspiring.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Nah. It'd be okay, but nothing earth-shattering. Are you looking forward to the new day tonight, getting together?
Not really.
Really? That's all I'm thinking about.
Didn't even know they were.
What do you mean? It's their 10-year anniversary.
I don't know things like that.
Don't you watch Raw?
Not very much.
Really?
It's, what is it, 2 hours now?
Yeah.
I probably flipped through it in 20 minutes.
You don't even watch it live?
No.
My goodness. Not. I can't believe you missed the Kofi Xavier Woods interaction last week.
Heaven.
That's what everybody was talking about.
I mean, I like professional wrestling. I like our get-togethers over here, and I watch some of it, but I don't know.
Don't you like Kofi?
I don't have time to sit and watch wrestling.
But don't you like Kofi?
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and continue the discussion. You can give us a call on the hotline at 869-1240. It's the IHOP hotline. We look forward to hearing from you. Back in a minute.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, we talked about the Chiefs. We talked about the Jayhawks. KU with a chance to become bowl eligible lays an egg down at Baylor, although Baylor, they really figured it out.
Bizarre.
To finish 8-4 after a 2-4 start. Pretty good for the Bears.
Yeah, that's how you it's weird. You arrive at an 8-4 season if you're Baylor. You feel great about it. You arrive at an 8-4 season. If you're K-State, you feel terrible
about
it.
You know why?
Yeah, I know why.
Not that hard to figure out. I'm going to tell you why. 2-4 start for Baylor. 7-1 start for K-State.
Right, I understand, but you end up in the same place.
Yeah, you end up in the same place, but not really.
Okay, but if I fly to Jackson, Mississippi, and you drive there, I got there faster and my experience was better. I'm still in Jackson. I'm still 8-4, you know? It's not like I did anything great.
No, I'm much happier if I'm...
No, I'm 8-4.
That's a terrible analogy.
Sure, it's not.
First of all, I'm equally happy either way with getting to Jackson. Don't care. Flying or driving.
But I got there faster.
Don't care about it.
The luxuries were better.
I'd rather end the season on a 6-game winning streak than losing 3 out of 4.
Okay.
There's no comparison.
Doesn't matter. You're 8-4. Big deal. Nothing happened.
And I'm much happier if I won my last 6 games.
Mm.
I'm going into a bowl game. I feel good.
We put a
damper on KU, which came into our building thinking, boy, we're hot. We're going to. And they were never a factor.
Again, I end up at the Gasparilla Bowl the same way.
Baylor just took it to them with long touchdown passes. They threw over the top of KU all day long. Just took it to them.
In fact, I think I'd be more mad if I won my last 6 to get to 8-4.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd be like, why did we suck at the beginning? Who did?
We're figuring it out.
Meh.
That's why. Kudos to Baylor.
Fire everybody.
You know, I'm tired of your attitude. I'm going to seriously get into some discussions on what we can do in this show.
What do you mean?
I need a more positive guy.
8-4 is 8-4.
I need a more positive person.
Well, Andy just came through and...
Yeah, but at least he's positive.
Was he positive?
Sure he is. He's a fun guy. I can tell.
I'm fun.
I'm not sensing it.
Why?
You're angry about too many things.
I'm not angry, but 8-4 is 8-4.
You come across as bitter.
About what?
I don't think I'm making this up. Listeners, what do you think?
They love me.
869-1240. Have you noticed Jeff take a turn toward the darker edge in the past 3 to 4 months?
Three to four months? That's crazy. Maybe 3 to 4 minutes.
3 to 4 months.
No.
Perception is reality.
It's only your perception, and you're making it up, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I think most people would agree with me.
No, they wouldn't. What are you going to do, put it on Twitter?
No, I'm not putting it on Twitter.
You're going to put me on blast
on Twitter?
Somebody's
going to call and say, I agree with you, Bob.
Maybe they text you anonymously like usually happens.
I get all kinds of texts.
Read a couple.
I don't have any about this topic.
I do.
All right, let's see what they say.
Jeff, you sound as chipper as ever.
Who said that?
Who did say that? It's an anonymous number.
Yeah. You just come up, you want to argue about everything.
Well, there's stuff that is worth arguing. 8-4 is 8-4.
It matters how you get there.
Not necessarily.
Of course it does.
I don't think so.
83-79 Cardinals this year. Winning record. Improved by 12 games. Not good enough. Left a sour taste.
Sure.
Doesn't do anything. In fact, doesn't do anything for him.
Right.
Your team won what? 85?
85.
What'd you win?
92, I believe.
Miracle. And you get to the playoffs. You feel any better about your team than I do mine?
Exactly.
But you should. You got to the American League Championship Series.
Right.
If that doesn't please you.
But I won more games. That's the difference. I got somewhere. I accomplished something.
But if that doesn't
you didn't.
But if that doesn't please you, then you shouldn't be a fan. Now that's about as good as Cleveland's ever going to do for you.
Well, that's not true.
They got to a couple World Series.
Three.
Yeah, only one recently. Only one in this century.
Fine.
I'll put it that way.
What's your point?
Is that enough for you?
We're
almost a quarter of the way through the century.
I don't know what point you're making.
One World Series?
I don't know how to respond to this.
Just go with me. I'm making perfect sense.
They make the playoffs a bunch. It's hard to get to the World Series.
The Cardinals made it in 04, 06, 11, and 13.
Congrats.
That's four. I'm not satisfied with four.
I don't care what you're satisfied with. I still don't know what point you're making.
It's very obvious. Are you satisfied with one World Series?
Is this a different conversation than what we were having?
Tied into the other.
How? Explain
how. I'll explain it later. Are you happy with one World Series this century?
I don't even know what that has to do with anything.
I'm asking you a straightforward question.
That's a loaded question.
I just want to know.
That's not straightforward. That's loaded.
Are you happy?
And I don't answer loaded questions.
Are you happy?
I don't answer
with the Guardians. There, that's completely open ended.
No, and that lacks context. That's very loaded, and I don't like being backed into a corner.
Because
how about you ask me if I like that Matthew Boyd signed with the Cubs? Ask me that.
When I can back you into a corner, which is easy to do, I win.
But you didn't.
Matthew Boyd to the Cubs. 2 years, 34-year-old pitcher. Had a good run with Cleveland, especially in the postseason. 12 innings, allowed one run. What do you think?
I'm not that happy about it.
You wanted him back. Why can't you get him back?
Well, we have a front office and an ownership group that doesn't like risks.
I think 2 years, what'd they pay? 2 years,
26,
29 million? Are you sure it was that much?
Yes.
That doesn't seem exorbitant for Matthew Boyd.
It's not crazy. It's what the middle tier of the pitching market will probably get. Pretty much generally that.
Well, if you're not willing to give that as a Cleveland Guardian people, what are you willing to do?
I don't know. Nothing. That's why I don't check these things. And I don't...
Well, you brought it up.
I don't try to get too worked up about it.
Well, you brought it up and you are worked up.
Am I? I just told you to ask me.
Yes, you're worked up.
I am?
That's why you wanted me to ask you.
No, I wanted to talk about it. I wanted to work through it.
That's being worked up.
Am I happy that, or am I upset that he's gone? I don't know. Should I be?
Well,
like you said.
Who are your starters right now?
The rotation?
Yeah.
If we started the season today.
Which we don't, obviously.
It would be Bibee, Williams, Cantillo, Lively, McKenzie, probably.
What's that do for you?
It's not horrible.
It's not Royals.
It's not good, but it's not the worst.
You better make some moves.
Yeah, they need to.
Detroit's coming and Kansas City's coming. And
I still.
And Minnesota.
No one in the Detroit market listen to this, but I'm still not sure about Detroit. I hope that doesn't get back to Detroit.
Yeah, now you're worried about it getting to Detroit, though.
I love Detroit.
In the past, you wouldn't have cared.
I love Detroit.
Well,
I don't
now
know
he loves Detroit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now he loves Detroit.
Everyone involved in that organization is a friend of mine.
Well, now he's a big-time Detroit guy.
Sure.
I'm just telling you, they're coming.
We'll see.
They've got a good young team. And an owner who I believe will make some things happen this offseason.
Yeah, Mr. Ilitch, who I respect and his various holdings throughout the Detroit area. I respect him immensely.
Whatever. You're not getting that, and you know that.
I don't know what I'm getting.
Yeah, I got you. It's not happening. But
be nice. Why you got to be like that?
Because I'm a realist.
You don't know what's happening.
I got it. I'm a realist.
Just be nice.
There's nobody more realist than I am.
Be supportive.
I'm a realist.
Be supportive.
I'm a realist. Anyway, there's our little baseball talk. Did we spend enough time on the Shockers? I think we did. There's really not a whole lot to say other than they had a really bad game. They play a really bad team in Alcorn State. Is that tonight?
Thursday.
Then they play a decent team in East Tennessee State. Then they play a pretty good team in DePaul. They certainly have a coach who knows what he's doing. And then they have K-State. And we'll find out a lot about the Shockers over those three games. East Tennessee State.
Yes.
DePaul.
Not the games that sandwiched State. But those three, yes.
Yeah, we're not going to learn a lot about how they do against Friends. No offense to Friends, but that's not going to tell us a lot.
It's going to tell us nothing. And I hate those games.
Yeah, there's no need for them. You know, Wichita State's going to have to understand, in my opinion, and I've basically said this to Kevin Saul, that you better schedule good home games. They don't all have to be five-star. And I know it's tough to get people to come here, and you don't need to get Duke to come here.
Right, just get some.
But you need to get
name value. That's
you
all.
You need to get Boise State to come here, or Colorado State, or teams like that.
Yeah,
Temple. Well, Temple's in their conference.
Speaking of in their conference, do you see the bowl projections? Colorado's going to play BYU.
Well, they didn't play in the regular season.
No, isn't that weird?
That's what you're going to see more and more of with teams that didn't play in the regular season.
I know, because you can't avoid it.
Conferences are overstacked.
Right.
And we'll see. We'll see what the bowls look like.
We will. I look at that stuff frequently, the bowl projections.
Why?
I don't know. I just find it very interesting.
Who cares about bowl projections?
That's what I'm saying.
I used to write an annual column on the bowl game.
I know,
you remember that?
You should try that again. Maybe I'll take it this year.
That was pretty good stuff.
It was okay.
I could never do anything really good in your eyes.
Could I?
Of course you could.
Like what?
Well, your Friday Five. You had an idea. You came through. You continued it, except we had one lapse.
Well, I was out of town. They picked it up and did it for me.
I was out of town a lot, and I did what I needed.
Really? You did your job?
Sure,
you were on vacation?
Absolutely.
Well, that's not vacation then. That's just doing your job from somewhere else.
Well, if I had an obligation, I took care of it.
The Friday Five was done that week.
Who did it?
Matt Heilman.
I didn't see it. Was it good?
No.
So now you're knocking Matt Heilman.
He knows. I've told him.
He does a good job, by the way.
Matt Heilman's awesome. He's a wonderful person and a good friend.
He does a good job. Thanks to Max Power. 869-1240. That is the IHOP hotline. Brought to you by IHOP, the original breakfast partner, official breakfast partner of Xbox. And they have loaded French toast for you to try. I had some French toast the other day for the first time in
French toast
a long while.
Good.
It was good.
What's loaded? What's it got in there?
Whipped cream, bananas, strawberries. You name it.
Whipped cream French toast by itself, still pretty reliable.
Very good. Powdered sugar.
That little syrup.
But you put some strawberries and bananas. That's what I'm calling loading it up.
It sure is. What?
I don't know.
What?
You're just not in it today.
That's not true at all. I think I've been very enthusiastic.
I've tried to engage. I've tried to interact.
All I've done is engage.
Tried to bring you in, and it's just not happening.
That's not true at all.
What's the Monday night game? It's a bad one, isn't it? Denver?
Browns in Denver.
Yeah.
A lot of orange in that game.
We all won our fantasy games.
Yeah. I'm on a roll.
I think I played Duda in the final week. Josh Allen was a good pick.
So was Lamar, although he did not play very well yesterday.
Josh Allen only threw for 148 yards last night in the snowstorm in Buffalo, but threw for two touchdowns, ran for one, and caught his own pass for another.
What happened? Was that – it wasn't he didn't catch his own pass. He threw it to Cooper, right? And Cooper, like –
well, he caught his own pass.
No, Cooper caught it.
And then Cooper threw it?
And then Cooper gave it back to Allen, which somehow is a catch for Josh Allen, but not a reception. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, he had four touchdowns, and I was able to win my game.
Congrats.
Duda was able to win his game. He's had a remarkable year in fantasy.
Yeah, I've been Baylor. I just keep winning late.
And I lost McCaffrey again last night.
Yeah, that's not good.
But I've got Pacheco to replace him with now.
Yeah, but Pacheco's on like a innings limit.
Well, I mean, I also have Dowdle from Dallas, who's been good.
He was good last week.
So I'm set. I've done a marvelous job as the general manager of my team.
Yeah, we just waited for our guys to round into shape. We didn't make a ton of moves.
Well, that's because you don't know how.
And then we get Chase Brown, who gets going. We drafted him. Rashad White's had some good games. Brian Robinson,
another guy we drafted. You didn't do anything to improve your team.
Yeah, we drafted well.
I'm going to be in the playoffs.
So am I.
I feel like I've got a good shot at it.
So do we. We're second in the league in points. I might be first after this week.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
Let's see where we are in points. Well, you are, for the love of the game, is number one. Virgil, number two.
Thought I was second in points.
You're number three. I'm down a little bit in points, but I might have the best defense you've ever seen in
football. Oh, yeah, that's what you need.
Well, you play teams that on the weeks they don't perform well.
Yeah, we're better than Virgil.
Virgil's always solid.
That's all I really care about. We beat him. We're going to finish with more points than him. It'll be good.
I pay some attention to fantasy football still. The competitive nature of my being won't allow me to just let go of it.
Yeah, I wish I was
better at it. I'm just middling.
You're having good, okay.
Did I win it one year?
I doubt it. I'm pretty sure I won it two or three times.
You've never won anything.
Never?
On this show, no.
I won picks last year.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You were not here, and you sending in your picks by mail is not how we do things.
And when have I ever done that?
And we were very disappointed last year.
When have I ever done that?
Last year.
Is that the year I just kind of went away for a while?
Yeah.
I thought you liked that.
Well, it's fine. Do whatever you want. But don't act like you're still keeping tabs.
I had a lot going on last year.
And you didn't even call in to make picks.
Remember how much I had going on?
Well, you couldn't call?
No. Heavens, no.
So weak.
I'm trying to get a building open. I'm trying to get people hired. I'm trying to get...
What if I just stop calling for
picks? I'm trying to get a field built. You know what I'm allowed to do that you're not on this show?
Nothing.
Pretty much everything.
Nothing.
You know what the ramifications are going to be for me when I don't call?
Yeah, you...
There will be zero.
It makes the show look second rate when one of its hosts won't even call in to make picks.
I sent them in.
Sent them in. That's not calling.
That's all I could do.
You really? We're going to have to explore that.
You know who's never said a word about it? Tony Dusing or the higher-ups at Odyssey.
Oh, they have.
I'll tell you right now.
They sure have.
Basically, I won't say I'm untouchable. When it comes to Tony and the folks at Odyssey, But they give me a lot of
obviously,
leeway.
You might be untouchable, but you're obviously also very replaceable. Because we got through that time just fine.
Yeah, I'd hate to show you the ratings. I've seen them.
You have?
Yes. And you wouldn't want to see them. I'll just say that.
They dropped off a lot?
Well, I'm not going to show them to you.
Just tell me.
You talk about hook, line, and sinker.
Well, just tell me then.
They didn't do that. You didn't. They weren't that good.
Really? Okay. Well, I'll ask Tony if that's the case.
Well, I don't even think he keeps them for that long. But you guys did fine, from what I hear.
Well, either you hear or you saw them.
Well, I saw them and I heard.
What did you see?
I saw the rating.
How bad were they? just tell us,
man. You are so easy.
You didn't see the ratings.
Of course I saw the
then
ratings.
Then tell us.
They weren't great.
How bad?
Middling.
Really?
Middling. But what do you expect? You take away half the show, or three quarters of the show, and you're going to have a drop off in ratings.
Well, that's stupid. I think people are dumb.
What if they took Joe Buck off of Sunday Night Football?
No one would care. And he does Monday Night Football.
What if they took him off Monday Night Football?
Who cares? The game is the attraction.
I agree with that. But don't you prefer listening to high-quality broadcasters?
I mean, it's more noticeable when they're not good, right? A good broadcaster, you just kind of fades into the background.
Yeah, but those of us who are in the field and who have watched sports for a long time.
So how bad were the ratings, really?
They weren't good. They were
text Tony.
They were above water. I'll just say that.
I'm gonna ask Tony. I am.
Oh, what a way to go out! What a way to end the show! I've never been happier. I've never been happier.
Is that even last year or the year before?
Thanks to Tim Fitzgerald, Jamel Holoperic, for being on the show today. Jesse Newell will be on with us tomorrow to talk Chiefs. We'll have a game, and we hope we'll have you. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.